This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
According to the State Department of Health Services, nearly 400,000 people have been tested for COVID-19 in Wisconsin since mid-March. For many, what it feels like to get a test for the new coronavirus is still a mystery. WPR's Laurel White went to get a COVID-19 test and has this report on what it was like.
I decided to get a COVID-19 test because I've been in crowds of hundreds, sometimes thousands of people, several times over the past couple weeks as I've covered Black Lives Matter protests and events. Sometimes people weren't wearing masks. I was often very close to people who were yelling, which sends more of the droplets that can spread the new coronavirus into the air. I also had to get in the middle of crowds, brushing by lots of people to get pictures or audio I needed for a story. So making sure I didn't get the virus at these events so I can make smart decisions about who I see in the days and weeks to come seemed like a good idea. When I arrived at the free testing site at the Alliant Energy Center in Madison, I was told to drive around the back of the building. I joined a line of about 24 cars. I pulled up to a man in a mask, gloves, and a medical gown and rolled down my window.
Yourself today?
Yep, just me.
Okay, how about lane number 2, please?
Okay.
Thank you.
After a couple minutes, I pulled up to 2 more men, also wearing protective gear. They were holding clipboards.
Hello.
Hi there.
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. Have you been exposed to a confirmed or suspected case of COVID-19?
No.
Are you experiencing any symptoms today?
No.
Your first and last name and spelling, please?
Laurel, L-A-U-R-E-L. At this point, I was getting kind of nervous. I was a little embarrassed to feel that way, but I had no idea what to expect. Was the test going to hurt? How long was it going to take? I could see where the cars were going, into a building through 2 big garage doors, but I couldn't see testing happening. Luckily, the next man, who had on a camouflage mask and was the last gatekeeper before you drove through the garage doors into the testing site, directly addressed my fears.
There's no sense of being nervous. The least they can do is put you in quarantine.
He told me National Guard soldiers would be doing my test and that I could expect my results in about 5 to 7 days. Then he waved me through the garage door.
There you go. Good luck
to
you. Come on in.
Thank you so much. I pulled up next to a folding table. 3 people in medical gowns, masks, and gloves were there, next to a whiteboard that said, "Think positive, test negative," with a smiley face. The man who I assumed would be doing my test came up to my car. He gave me a tissue and asked me to blow my nose. Then it was time for the main event.
All right, I'm going to go to each nostril for about 4 seconds, okay?
Okay.
Your tick was kind of weird.
He put a long Q-tip looking thing up one of my nostrils. To be honest, there's really no other way to describe it than to say it felt like someone put something a little further up your nose than you'd like. When he did the second nostril, I actually counted in my head. It really was about 4 seconds. Then it was done.
All righty, you're good to go.
Woohoo, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. It didn't hurt. It was just uncomfortable. I'd compare it to getting a shot. Just a little twinge. Not something you'd exactly do for fun, but definitely not horrible. The free testing site in Madison will be open for anyone who wants to get tested until June 24th. For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm Laurel White.